This episode of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is brought to you by the Post-American Century, the new CD from award-winning singer-songwriter Terry Kitchen. Terry has been called one of New England's best songwriters by the Boston Globe. The Post-American Century is available at terrykitchen.com and iTunes.
I think we timed just right. She said as she held out her hand to the warm August breeze. I said, you're crazy, just look at this traffic. We should have left Sag Harbor an hour ago. This post-American century.
Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Johnny Gimble and his recording, The Texas Fiddle Collection. We heard Sally Gooden. At the beginning of each new year, it's important to reflect on who has passed and their significance to the music. When I glance at all the lists, I'm always surprised at who I've forgotten or missed. And this week, we'll be noting some of the musicians who've died in 2015 and their importance. We opened the program with Johnny Gimble, the great Texas fiddler who played with everyone from Bob Wills to Willie Nelson. He defined Western swing fiddling. Our first set begins with Jean Ritchie, who introduced the dulcimer to so many people. We'll hear her classic version of Pretty Polly. We honor some of the musicians we've lost in 2015 on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Leaving no one behind but the wife. devil, poor Willie must pay. Death to the devil, poor Willie must pay. For killing pretty Polly and running away.
I must sing an American one, which actually is less about love and more about marriage. That seems to be a social trend. It's a dialogue between a girl and a guy, and the girl speaks first, in case you... When we gonna be married, married, married? When we gonna be married, my dear old Buffalo boy? I guess we marry on Sunday, on Sunday, on Sunday. I guess we marry on Sunday, that is, if the weather be good. How you come to the wedding, to the wedding, to the wedding? How will you come to the wedding, my dear old Buffalo boy? Well, I guess I come in my ox cart, my ox cart, my ox cart. I guess I come my ox cart, that is, if the weather be good. Why don't you come in your buggy, in your buggy, in your buggy? Why don't you come in your buggy, my dear old Buffalo boy? Because an ox won't fit in my buggy. Not even if the weather be good. Who you gonna bring to the wedding, to the wedding, to the wedding? Who you gonna bring to the wedding, my dear old Buffalo boy?
Well, see, I guess I bring my children, my children. I guess I bring my children, that is, if the weather be good.
Well, I didn't know you had no children, no children, no children. I didn't know you had no children, my dear old Buffalo boy.
I have five children, maybe six if the weather be good.
Well, there ain't gonna be no wedding, no wedding, no wedding. There ain't gonna be no wedding.
Not even if the weather be
good. Not even if the weather be good.
This is a song from a new singer-songwriter troubadour from Australia, Judy Small. The first time it was fathers, the last time it was sons, and in between your husbands marched away with drums and guns, and you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives, 'cause all they taught you who to be was mothers, daughters, wives. You can only just remember the tears your mother shed when they sat and read their papers through the lists and lists of dead. And the cold frames held the photographs that mother kissed each night. And the door frames held the shocked and silent strangers from the fight. And the first time it was fathers, the last time it was sons, and in between your husbands marched away with drums and guns, and you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives, 'cause all they taught you who to be was mothers, daughters, wives. And it was 21 years later, you had babies of your own. The trumpet sounded once again, and the soldier boys were gone. So you made their guns and drove their trucks and tended to their wounds. And at night you kissed the photographs and prayed for safe return. And after it was over, you had to learn again to be just wives and mothers, though you'd done the work of men. So you worked if you were needy, but you never trod on anyone's toes. And the photos on the piano struck a happy family pose. And the first time it was fathers, the last time it was sons. And in between, your husbands marched away with drums and guns. And you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives. 'Cause all they taught you who to be was mothers, daughters, wives. Then your daughters grew to women, and your little boys to men. And you prayed that you were dreaming when the call up came again. But you proudly smiled and held your tears as they bravely waved goodbye. But the photos on the mantelpieces always made you cry. And now you're growing older, and in time the photos fade. And in widowhood you sit back and reflect on the parade of the passing of your memories, while your daughters change their lives, seeing more to their existence than just mothers, daughters, wives. But the first time it was fathers, the last time it was sons. And in between, our husbands marched away with drums and guns. And we never thought to question, we just went on with our lives. 'Cause all they taught us who to be was mothers, daughters, wives. But we are learning.
Tell my mother, ain't you got a right? Tell my father, ain't you got a right? All the little children, ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right to the tree of life? All my brothers, ain't you got a right? Tell my sisters, ain't you got a right? Tell everybody, ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right to the tree of life? Ain't you got a right?
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 Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life? Gonna tell all my brothers.
Ain't you got a right?
Gonna tell all my sisters.
Ain't you got a right?
I'm gonna tell it to the world.
Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life?
Ain't you got a right?
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 My life will be sweeter.
Ain't you got a right?
So sweet someday.
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Yes, we've all got a right. You can tell all the little children,
ain't you got a right
to the tree of life? We come from a distance,
ain't you got a right?
Yes, we've all got a right,
ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life?
We've lost some wonderful musicians and singers in 2015. That was Guy Carawan from his recording Tree of Life on Flying Fish Records, and Ain't You Got a Right to the Tree of Life. It was based on a chant that he heard from John's Island, South Carolina. He adapted it to the guitar, added a few verses, and even changed the melody a bit. Ain't You Got a Right to the Tree of Life. And before that, Ronnie Gilbert passed this year, and we heard her rendition of Judy Small's prophetic tune, Mothers, Daughters, Wives, recorded live at the Universal Amphitheater in Los Angeles in 1984. That's from A Time to Sing from Harp, Holly Near, Arlo Guthrie, Ronnie Gilbert, and Pete Seeger. And that's on Appleseed Records. And before that, we lost Theodore Bickel this year. And we heard a recording from 1959 made at Carnegie Hall of Buffalo Boy. And that's from a collection from England called Bob Dylan's Greenwich Village. And we let off that set with Jean Ritchie in a recording she made with Doc Watson. Jean was all by herself for Pretty Polly, recorded at Folk City, released in 1963. We're listening to some of the folks that we lost in 2015. Tut Taylor was known as the Flatpickin' Dobro Man, and we'll hear Steel Guitar Blues from Shacktown Road, a recording he made with Norman and Nancy Blake. Tut Taylor on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
This will be Shorty Saloon, written by Johnny Rich in Montana about 1919, and the great cowboy artist Charlie Russell gave him a bunch of watercolors to illustrate every verse, and he put them in a book called Horse Feathers. But anyway, here's Shorty Saloon. By the trail to the past on the plains of no care stood Shorty's saloon, but now it's not there. 'Cause Shorty moved camp and he crossed the divide, and the trail's long dim and naught else besides. A deep brand on memory brings back that old place, and its drinks and its games, and many a face peers out from the mists of days that are fled, when Shorty leaned over his bar and said, "What's yours, pard?" No fine drinks adorned that primitive bar, just liquor was served, and that seemed by far. the properest stuff for a place, you'll agree, where life flowed and ebbed like the tides of a sea, unfettered by care, unmeasured by time, where innocence formed its first friendship with crime, and Bacchus' wild court had ribaldrous sway, and Shorty on shift stood waiting to say, "What's yours, pard?" Great herds from the south swept past on the trail, and stages sped westward, top-heavy with mail, for camps far beyond where gold was the lust, and whackers and bull trains sent whirlwinds of dust that scattered and spread far out on the plain, and men from the wild, hard men whose sin stain had marked like a brand, all stopped there, you see, and Shorty's brief welcome to each one would be, "What's yours, pard?" And out from the vast, silent stretch of the range, from line camps and roundups and all of the strange lone places in cowland, men came there to play in that drama whose artists all lived by the way, whose skyline in life blazed crimson and gold, for hope gave them wealth and youth made them bold, and strong in life's strife to dare any task, and liquor was theirs when Shorty would ask, "What's yours, pard?" They drank and they danced and they sang that old song, "I'm just a poor cowboy and I know I'd done wrong," to the click of the chips and the games that were played, and the sob and the music the violin made, as it rang out through the smoke that clouded the room, for joy held the top hand and drink drowned all gloom the future might hold for those who would stay, and life filled with sunshine when Shorty would say, "What's yours, pard?" Some tragedies mark those trails to the past. Lone unnamed graves tell briefly the last of the story of those who were gone ere the change from the wild free life of the borderless range. But memory's kind grasp holds gently that place, and its drinks and its games, and many a face peers out from the mists of days that are fled, when Shorty leaned over his bar and said, "What's yours, pard?"
Rocky's coming into sight. I've been up half the night driving this ancient car. The windows are down, I've been letting out the steel guitar. Up out of the plains where the rivers run onto the range, where the wind and the sun comfort a mother and son when I'm not around. Tonight in the hills, I'll pray on sacred ground. Someday I'll lay this whole guitar down. From the start, I was too good to quit, but never good enough to get ahead of the game. I met her one night, eyes full of light, the eternal flame. I built her a cabin with a hand-carved door, a medicine wheel to keep out the war, raging like a fire, waiting on the rain to pour down. Night in the hills, pray on sacred ground. Someday I'll lay this whole guitar down. Right where this old cabin stands, Arapaho and Cheyenne, pray to the Great Spirit to answer. I'm putting this lance away, and I'm coming home to stay, and I'll be your sun dancer again. And the night in the hills, I'll pray on sacred ground. Someday I'll lay this old guitar down. I know this old guitar's a friend, but I need a place to mend and a time to heal. Well, don't worry, darling, I'll be playing this old Martin again when I feel the rush of the music when nobody cheers, the joy of the tunes when nobody hears. Only you are there to hear the sound coming down. The night in the hills, I'll pray on sacred ground. Someday I'll lay this whole guitar down. And the night in the hills, I'll pray on sacred ground. Someday I'll lay this old guitar down. Lay this old guitar down. Need to put it down. I've gotta get home. Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1601. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Texas Fiddle Collection from Johnny Gimble, and we just heard the Beaumont Rag. We're celebrating the lives of those who left us in 2015. And before Johnny Gimble, we heard from Bill Keith from back in the days when he was with Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys back in 1963. He introduced the melodic bluegrass banjo style, and we heard the Sailor's Hornpipe, recorded on March 20th, 1963. That's from Bill Monroe, Bluegrass, 1959 to 1969, on Bear Family Records. We lost a wonderful songwriter in Chuck Pyle this past year, and we heard Lay This Old Guitar Down from his recording Step by Step. And before that, a great old-time fiddler passed away much too soon. Curly Miller lived in the Ozark Mountains of northwestern Arkansas, and he raised shiitake mushrooms, herbs, and edible flowers, and played the fiddle just marvelously. We heard the Dusty Miller, performed by Curly and his wife Carol Ann Rose, from their recording Horseshoe Bend. And before that, the great cowboy poet Glenn Orland, from his recording A Cowboy's Life. We heard the classic Shorty's Saloon, and that's on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with Norman Blake, Nancy Blake, and Tut Taylor, and Steel Guitar Blues from Shacktown Road. We lost Tut this year as well. That's on Plectrophone Records. We're going to lead off this next set with Silly Wizard. We lost Andy Stewart very late in December of 2015. Here's the Queen of Argyle from Silly Wizard on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Gentlemen, it is my duty to inform you of one beauty, though I'd ask of you a favor, no, to seek her for a while. Though I own she is a creature of character and feature, no words can paint the picture of the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marvel in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. On the evening that I mention, I passed with light intention through a part of our dear country known for beauty and for style. been a place of noble thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers. But above them all, for splendor shone the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. My intention's no to grieve you, nor indeed would I deceive you. Oh, I'll see you in a while. I must find some way to gain her, to court her and retain her. I fear my heart's in danger from the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle.
Thank you. wife Carol put popcorn in the pancake batter this morning. So they'd flip themselves, you know? Worked out. I'd never seen that before. Got a couple on the ceiling. Well, let's see. One kind of song that hasn't been sung this weekend. At least I don't... Well, sort of. Maybe... here's a cowboy song from the West. Now, at the same time, it's a child ballad. Samuel Pepys, January 2nd, 1666, mentioned in his diary having heard the song Barbara Allen sung on the streets of London, and not on the streets, but in London. And 3 centuries later, I met a cowboy in a bar in Cheyenne named Del Bray. I was very young. I knew I loved folk songs, but I really didn't know what I was looking for. Had instincts in the right direction. And I said, do you know any of the real old ballads that you might have heard when you were growing up? He said, well, here's one. And he sang me a version of Barbara Allen that had become a cowboy song. And I thought it was kind of strange, but I just wrote it down on the back of the proverbial envelope, stuck it away in my duffel bag. We wound up in Mexico City that trip. And several years later, I dug it out of my file. I keep everything song-related anyhow. Let you make your own value judgments on this. Lots of people do. Near Medicine Bow, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling. Made all the boys ride saddle sore, and her name was Barbara Allen. And her name was Barbara Allen. It was in the merry month of May, green buds they were swelling. Young Billy, come to the western range, come a-courtin' Barbara Allen, come a-courtin' Barbara Allen. It was in the merry month of June, green leaves they was bloomin'. Young Billy on his deathbed lay, just for lovin' Barbara Allen, just for lovin' Barbara Allen. We sent a message out to her place where she was dug in, saying, come and see young Bill today. Oh, we think that he is dying. Yeah, we think that he is dying. Now slowly, slowly she got up, slowly she went to him, and when she pulled the blanket back, said, Bill, I guess you're dying. Oh, Bill, I guess you're dying. Yes, I'm sick, I'm very sick, I never shall get better until I get the love of you. Oh, the love of Barbara Allen. Yes, the love of Barbara Allen. Well, as she went walking back through the brush, she heard the cattle moaning. And every moan they seemed to say, hard-hearted Barbara Allen, hard-hearted Barbara Allen. Oh, father, go dig my grave. Dig it deep and narrow. Young Billy died for me today. I'm gonna die for him tomorrow. Gonna die for him tomorrow. We buried her in the old churchyard. Bill, his grave was nigh her. And from his grave grew a red, red rose. And from hers grew a briar. And from hers grew a briar. Well, they tangled round the marker rocks, they couldn't grow no higher. And there they tied the true love knot. Oh, the rose and the thorny briar. Yeah, the rose and the thorny briar. Near Medicine Bow, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling. Made all the boys ride saddle sore, and her name was Barbara Allen. And her name was Barbara Allen. Thank you. It's been lovely. Thank you.
Just out of the sun.
Buddy Emmons left Nashville for Los Angeles in the late 1960s. The very first session he played on was Judy Collins' Who Knows Where the Time Goes. That was Someday Soon. And before that, we heard from Art Thieme, a great Midwestern singer and performer, from his recording The Older I Get, The Better I Was. And we heard a Cowboy's Barbara Allen. That's on Waterbug Records. And before that, John Renbourn, we know as a master of folk and blues and Renaissance styles on the guitar. We heard three pieces by Turlough O'Carillon from The Hermit from John Renbourn. And we let off that set with The Queen of Argyle from Silly Wizard. We lost Andy Stewart just this past December. That's on Shanachie Records. We're going to conclude the program with the King of the Blues, B.B. King. We lost B.B. this year. Here's Confessin' the Blues from Bluesway from back in 1969. B.B. King on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. B.B. King and Confessin' the Blues from Blues Way from 1969. We've lost so many wonderful musicians this year, and I only hope that when we remember these great musicians and singers, we'll all take a moment to understand how they've enriched our lives. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music. This is episode 1601.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing.